All right, final take.
Oh, what have you done? Lock me up, I'm falling in love. Get me.
正在播放的这首歌是咱们的歌友4715-2380点播的 Prairies。 大家好，欢迎收听歌听歌学英语，我是 Linda。 Prairies 大草原，在歌曲当中呢，它代表的是一个男孩对美好爱情的想象，整首歌听起来充满着年少的味道。你看呀，歌词说，因为满脑子都是你，我的作业和论文都没有办法按时上交了，为了你我茶不思饭不想，连课都不想去上了。 My mom calls me lazy, my friends call me sad, haven't been in lately, and I haven't been in class. 爱情就是这样的，会扰乱你的生活，让你手足无措。听歌吧， Prairies 送给大家。
Oh, what have you done? Lock me up, I'm falling in love. Get me out of here, I said get me out of here. And I have homework and I need to do late assignments and papers overdue. I'm all out of tears, blurry nights won't disappear. I was in my bed, I tried to sleep, I held my breath, I was too weak, I fell into your open arms. You break my heart, take it too far, but I don't care, this isn't fair.
是咱们的客友4715-2380点播推荐的这一首 Prairies， 希望大家会喜欢。好了，接下来进入咱们今天的词汇分享的环节了。来看一句歌词 Late assignments and papers overdue， 看一下哦，这里面的 assignment 什么意思？做名词呢，它表示分配的工作任务以及布置的作业。比如说，你必须完成三个书面作业。You must complete 3 written assignments. 这门功课的考核包括书面作业和实际操作考试。The assignment for the course involves written assignments and practical tests. 我整天都在写作业。I've been working at my assignment all day.他把这项任务看作事业发展的途径任务。He saw the assignment as a way to forward his career. 注意一下 forward， 朝前进，它是一个动词了。 He was sent abroad on a difficult assignment. 他被派出国执行一项艰巨的任务。注意一下，以上是 assignment 的用法。接下来我们看一下刚才那个句子里面出现的 paper。paper 通常做纸这个用法的时候呢，它是不可数的。但接下来咱们看一下它作为可数的名词所使用的一些语境。比如说第一个报纸，它是可数的 paper。Have you seen today's paper? 你看了今天的报纸没有？The paper soon got hold of the story. 报纸很快就获悉了这件事情的来龙去脉。The papers soon got hold of the story. Paper 作为复数的时候 ,papers 它可以用来指文件、文献。比如说他的办公桌上全是书籍和文件。His desk was covered with books and papers.Paper 作为复数，作为可数名词，它也可以用来表示试卷、试题、答卷。比如说，地理试题难极了 ，The geography paper was hard. 她用一个晚上批阅试卷。She spent the evening marking exam papers. 注意一下这个 exam papers 就是试卷的意思了。Paper 在刚才的歌词里面呢，它的意思是论文。咱们来看一下相关的例句或者短语。论文，比如说最近刊在医学学报上的这个一篇论文 A recent paper in the Journal of Medicine 她应邀发表一篇论文报告她的研究结果 She was invited to give a paper on the results of her research 你的成绩将根据四篇论文和期末考试来决定 Your grade will be based on 4 papers and a final exam最后咱们再来看一下 paper 作为动词的用法。做动词呢它可以表示贴壁纸。但是我们有个短语叫 paper over something。字面意思是糊这个壁纸来遮盖什么其实比喻的就是掩盖什么东西啊。再来听两个例句。第一个原先的房主显然是用壁纸把这个潮斑给盖起来了。The previous owners had obviously papered over any damp patches.政府正竭力掩饰内阁出现的裂痕。The government is trying to paper over the cracks in the cabinet. 注意一下 crack 是裂缝的意思 ,cabinet 是内阁。We can't just paper over the problem. 我们不能掩饰这个问题了事。我们不能掩盖这个问题了事。We can't just paper over the problem.好，今天的家庭作业，大家想记哪一句例句呢？他被派出国执行一项艰巨任务，这个可不可以 ？He was sent abroad on a difficult assignment. A difficult assignment， 艰巨的任务。好了，以上就是今天节目所有内容了，感谢大家的收听和陪伴，我是 Linda。大家加微信的时候一定要注明这个英语哦，爱你们，咱们下期见。Oh, how original, girl meets boy is so predictable. Get me out of here, get me out of here. You've got shoes, say you've got a deal. Left me there just to think it through, facing all my fears. I've waited years and years. I get a feeling every time I go to bed. Are you thinking about me, or is it all just in my head? Cause I'm falling at the speed of light.Keep up with the butterflies Floating around, no sign of slowing down I was in my bed I tried to sleep, I held my breath I was too weak, I fell into Your open arms, you break my heart Take it too far, but I don't care This isn't fair, I love the way
crazy.